How does your PC run a program? Well, let's say you want to use a word processor called WildWords. When you type that program's name
or click its icon, your PC's operating system looks through the hard drive for a file with that name. If it doesn't find one, it'll start checking your disk drive.
Once found, the operating system copies WildWords to RAM. This lets the PC work with the file without having to go back to the hard drive every other second.
Now the operating system tells the PC's processor where the new program is in RAM. The processor reads the file, and you're off and running.
Or typing, at least.
Now, when you use this program to start a new file
or make changes to an old file,
both the processor and the RAM are involved.
As you work, your file is temporarily stored in RAM. When you click Save, the file gets copied from RAM back to permanent storage. That is, back to the hard drive. As you can see, the more RAM your PC has, the less often it has to go back to the hard drive and the faster everything runs.
That's why, as the old saying goes, you can never be too rich or have too much RAM.
That's an old saying.
It is now.